Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
I want to do a couple of things. I want to talk about the possible roots of depression so people can understand that this is not just a lack of faith. And sometimes people just put that label on everything that happens when people are depressed. You need to understand, first of all, that there are medical roots to depression, so that when somebody is fighting a significant disease, something like cancer or heart disease, part of what happens because of the physiological changes in the body and the hormones and everything that's affected the brain, all of the parts of the body that are affected, depression results because of depletion of some of the chemicals in the brain and some of the changes that happen. You know, I train medical students, and I just gave a lecture on the endocrine system, and we talked about a disease called Cushing's syndrome that maybe people are familiar with or not. But that is a disease that has to do with high cortisol levels in the body. And the cure for that is surgery. But one of the side effects of that disease when you have it is depression. Now, interestingly, when you take care of the cortisol in the body, the depression goes away. So we need to be careful when we're looking at somebody and somebody's really struggling with depression. The first thing is they may have an underlying disease that is actually changing the physiology, which is causing the depression. The other thing is there's a lot of people on certain kinds of medications where depression is a side effect of those medications that they're taking. So they may be treating some other kind of problem, and as a result of the treatment, the side effect of that medicine that they're taking could be an increase in depression. And then the other thing to think about is that we all have different biology. And we know from molecular biology that genetics play a role in the way people adapt to their environment, the way that we respond to things. And there are some people who are more genetically predisposed. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to have to be depressed, but there are people that have more of a predisposition to that than other people, so that when life stress or when things happen to them, disease process or some other things happen, they would be more likely to get depressed. So I think we need to be careful, because sometimes those kinds of things are operating underneath. We have no idea, and we're judging people, and we're just saying, well, they just need to trust Jesus more. They do need it. We always need to trust Jesus. Everybody needs to trust Jesus more. That has nothing to do with depression, unless, you know, part of your root of your depression is something that's going on spiritually, then you need a spiritual solution for it. But the issue here is look at the cause of the depression, and then that has a lot to do with how we begin to respond. So we need to be careful in terms of judging people. That's, I guess, my big point with that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like more information about this show, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com.